Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. Not a good day for Southwest Airlines. It's canceled most of its flights again. It's blaming the massive Christmas weekend storm, but some are calling for investigations. WTOP reporter Nick Iannelli is himself trying to get from Milwaukee to Washington, D.C.
When I was at Milwaukee's airport earlier today, it was a complete mess, as it is in airports all around the country. When you go over to the baggage claim area at the Milwaukee airport, you can clearly see where the southwest part of the baggage claim is because it is completely overflowing with suitcases and luggage.
People across the nation are digging out from the weekend storm, one of the areas hardest hit, Buffalo and Western New York. Here's reporter Jared Hill.
It's almost unreal. A restaurant in Western New York by Lake Erie is covered in heavy snow and icicles.
It's pretty heavy. That's what I'm nervous about. But nothing broke. No windows broke. No leaks.
In nearby Buffalo, cars are still buried under deep snowdrifts. Thousands are without power, and another foot of snow is expected there today. President Biden has declared a state of emergency for New York State as the death toll there continues to climb.
There are at least 60 deaths nationwide. In Michigan today, Adam Fox, one of the planners to plot to kidnap that state's Governor Gretchen Whitmer, was sentenced to 16 years in prison. Reporter Maria Serrano was at the courthouse.
In court, you could see the defendant smirking at the judge and the prosecutor while they spoke. At times, the defendant also shaking his head in disbelief. During the sentencing, the prosecutor said Fox did a lot of the recruiting through social media and was, quote, an instrumental guide behind the training. Later on, that judge standing behind his statement that he's convicting Fox on, quote, what's sufficient but not greater than necessary.
People have been sickened while trying to keep their homes warm in southwestern Virginia. More from CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula.
Seven people have been rushed to hospitals after two carbon monoxide poisoning incidents in the Roanoke, Virginia area. Fire investigators say in both instances, gas grills were being used to heat homes in which the power was out. The conditions of those involved has not been released.
The House committee that received former President Trump's tax return says it will release redacted versions of those returns publicly on Friday. Trump had fought for years to keep the returns from going public. The markets have just closed on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ends today up 39. The Nasdaq had a rough day, losing 137, while the S&P was down 14 points. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnier with your headlines. GOP Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the state's economic development corporation called WEDEC is an abject failure at making Wisconsin competitive so large corporations will move here. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that last January, Voss appointed himself to the WEDEC board, but this year removed himself because, quote, he couldn't take it anymore, unquote. WEDEC was created under former GOP Governor Scott Walker as part of his campaign promise to create 250,000 jobs in his first term. That did not happen. And finding enough workers in Wisconsin is still a challenge. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says there are roughly two job openings for every job seeker in the state. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com. WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, a Badger Bowl Game Tuesday. That means it's guaranteed great Devils.
Guaranteed. Crudy, how you doing? Evan on the board, our fair audience. Happy, happy Tuesday.
Dominic, we've also got a fine guest, a friend of ours joining us, Todd Alba. He is one of the fine civic media hosts calling up the stable, and we get an answer from Todd Alba, 4:30 today, going to join us on the air. He plays out primarily in Richland Center and also up in Lake Air Country and Amory across the Civic Media Network, 8 to 11 a.m. If you haven't tried Todd yet, give him a listen and tune in for him. Joining us at 4:30 Central Time. But, Dom, I got to tell you, man, the guaranteed rate bowl tonight. I was getting ready to brag all about the civic media streaming coverage thereof. You know, tune in right here. If not this one, you know, tune in to any of our Badger flagships. And we will be playing the Badger game out in the local markets, Richland Center, WRCE. You're listening right now. And up in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR, you're listening there as well. And up in Amory, Lake Air Country. We're playing out on that station, and the Badgers will kick off about 9:15 tonight, but no streaming coverage.
What?
Foreboding, apparently. ESPN in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl has all the coverage. They got your television coverage, and apparently they've got your streaming coverage, and we are foreboding from streaming the game this evening. So, mea culpa. I would have done it. I'm glad somebody told me.
I would have, should have, could have. But you can still hear it on the broadcast channel, so check it out there.
Yeah, all across the Civic Media Network. And the Marquette game, that'll be on stream. You can listen to that this evening. I don't know how excited I am for a 9 p.m. to probably 1 a.m. game. It's going to go late. Might be a little tired tomorrow.
You get no crew. I'm sure you could take a nap tomorrow, man. You'll be okay.
I did sleep in a bit this morning, and in deference to the, you know, some of our friends are still on their Christmas break. Not us. We're working hard for the people, though.
Working hard. Crudy, Wisconsin, giving up 4.5 points, the over-under 44.5. Are you guaranteeing a win, Crudy?
Guaranteeing? I don't know who the quarterback is. I never heard of this coach before. You know, half the team's in the transfer portal, and I don't know the opponent, but other than that, I'm feeling great about our chances.
All right, I'll give you 5.5.
Dominic, you know, I am a bit of a homer. And, of course, I'll be rooting for the home team, the Badgers and the Packers playing the Vikings and eventually making it to the playoffs by killing the Detroit Lions at the end of the season.
You gotta beat Detroit first, son.
That'll be coming. But, Dom, you know, it's pretty sad when you know just, like, one bad character is holding you back from greatness. You know, one quarterback.
I love doing the show with you, man.
I was going to say, you know, perhaps it was Graham Mertz. Perhaps it was Coach Paul Christ for the Badgers. The GOP caucus, Speaker Robin Voss has identified the problem. Singular. It's got one problem, and her name is Janelle Pranchin. She's been identified as the sole bad actor in the GOP caucus. Just one?
Only one, man. Just one.
You know, we could name a half a dozen. That means you're just fine with Robin Voss. I'm looking at your buddy Shea Sortwell real hard right now, right. Dom.
Ram Jam, right?
He's actually done. Ram Jam in deference to his gubernatorial failure, his failed run, he had to give up his assembly seat, or at least chose to. But Speaker Robin Voss is feeling good about the state of the Assembly Republican Caucus, mostly. this report is coming from our good friend Jesse Apoyan over at the Cap Times. Here's the quote, and I chose to highlight this one, Dom. Look, we have one bad actor in our caucus. One out of 64 is pretty damn good. I mean, we're kind of two for two, but that's a whole different story. We have some others who don't quite get the whole program, but they're moving along. Get with the program. And I think we have the vast majority of people who are united and know that we're in the right place. We're fighting for the right cause. And by right, he literally means right. Not the actual, you know, morally
correct
right cause.
Right, right.
And we're working as hard as we can. Now, this has been something of a no-show legislature under Robin Voss, but setting that aside, I'll continue with the quote. So I choose to focus on the positive, and that's the fact that we have great people. But he didn't mince words about that one bad actor. The Rochester Republican recently stripped Rep. Janelle Pranchin, Republican of Menomonee Falls, of her posts leading the Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections after she spent her time in the position promoting election deniers and supporting an illegal effort to decertify the 2020 presidential election. Sounds bad when you write it like that, Jesse.
Well, but here, let's pause for just one moment. I mean, Robin Voss literally did the same thing. He appointed Gableman to look into all of this, right? And just like Robin Voss appointed her to this Assembly Elections Committee, he also hired and paid Gableman for that crackpot action and later, you know, disavowed him as well. At some point, do you have to question the hiring practices of Robin Voss?
Well, here's what really broke the camel's back in the case of Pranchin. She also joined former President Donald Trump in actively supporting Voss's primary opponent, election denier Adam Steen.
Well, now, that's the bad act. Let's just put it that way.
Now Pranchin is one of several Republicans and one Democrat running for a Senate seat in the 8th District, vacated by the retirement of Senator Alberta Darling, Republican from River Hills, asked during a recent interview if he believes Pranchin is fit to serve in that office. Voss gave a firm response, "I don't. I would never vote for Janelle Pranchin."
But you put her on the Elections Committee.
It's not just the speaker who has a problem with the representative, though. Last month, Assembly Republicans voted to bar Pranchin from their closed caucus meetings. One more. This one from a letter from caucus chair Rep. Rob Summerfield, Republican from Bloomer. Bloomer's up there by Hayward and Amory. "The continual issues from the past have led our caucus to lose trust in you. For this reason, this vote was taken." Dom, you know, Emote and I had a vote like that about you a little bit earlier in the day.
Crudy Voss said that that's the first instance he can find of Assembly Republicans voting to tell a member they're not welcome in the caucus. Think of how bad you have to be to go to that extreme for people who are from all across the strait to have that happen, Boss said. She decided these things for herself, right? She decided to focus entirely on the past and to take it out on those of us in the caucus and try to do things that were clearly not just outside the norm, but outside the law. We can't undo an election. It's unconstitutional.
Well, not with that attitude, you can't.
For her part, Branjan said in a statement released last week, that was no surprise. Voss removed her from the post. Voss is not only known for his vindictive nature, but he also seems to have a vested interest in sweeping election concerns under the rug. In the end, Voss and his so-called leadership team can take away my committee assignments and my staff, but they cannot silence my voice, the voice that my constituents and all Wisconsinites deserve when it comes to fair and accurate elections.
And the decertification thereof after the fact, right?
Although he removed her from committee leadership, Voss did appoint Branjan into two committees, government accountability and oversight and corrections. So she's not qualified, you know, to be in her space, right? He would never vote for her, and she is not qualified to serve, except he appoints her to government accountability and oversight and corrections. She still represents the district. She still has 60,000 constituents she has to report to. Look, I think Rep. Branjan is she's a bad actor, Voss said after a long pause. Speaker noted Branjan had lost the confidence of her colleagues for a long litany of reasons. But, you know, she still is here. She still has an office in the Capitol, the most beautiful building in the state. And what does that have to do with it? Very Trumpy of you. She's still elected by the taxpayers. Well, I mean, by the constituents. I mean, some of them may actually not pay taxes, you know, like Trump. She's still on committees. She still has a chance to make a difference. So she also has a chance to not. That's her choice. So that long litany of reasons, I think there's just one on there. She joined Trump and trying to, you know, get Voss unelected. She supported Voss's opponent. That's what it is. That's the long litany. And then he's still a pointer. What are you trying to do?
You know, interesting headline about the Branjan supportive Donald Trump, the former president. Overnight, he went out rambling. He has total immunity from any kind of prosecution. Yeah. I share a few excerpts, a little reporting here from the Roar story. Dom, you know how I like it. Raw. Former President Donald Trump has spent the night ranting on his personal social media site about everything from a recent piece in the New York Magazine to the final report of the House Select Committee investigating the J6 attack on Congress in an attempt to overthrow the 2020 election. In the letter, nested in the non sequiturs, was the claim, number one, as president, I have total immunity. Number two, I did nothing wrong. Dominic, the committee issued 845 pages discussing all the evidence that Trump did something wrong in the claim that he has immunity as president. The claim likely won't work out in court. Former White House counsel for Richard Nixon, John Dean, called it false. Of course, he has total immunity. It's the Nixon doctrine, meaning when the president does it, it's not illegal, says Dean. Interestingly, there is a doctrine of sovereign immunity that the U.S. adopted from English law, protecting a sovereign or state from criminal prosecution, but it's a fairly narrow parameters around it. It only applies to decisions that make a president, perhaps not an insurrectionist. It wasn't me, somebody else. I take absolutely no responsibility whatsoever. And there's a storm that's
wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Joe.
What do you got for us today?
In reference to Lindsey Graham, I was amazed at his comments where he said if Trump is indicted, there will be riots in the streets. Lindsey Graham was a JAG officer, and in order to be a JAG officer, you have to pass the bar. Was a JAG
officer. I'm sorry, he's a JAG officer? I didn't quite understand that.
Yeah, to see a lawyer head for the rat hole instead of acting like a person with a backbone. Wow, what a profile and courage, huh?
Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Weather in a Moment brought to you by Wishgosh, providing technical assistance to workers, help with OSHA contract language, referrals to legal and health professionals, and assistance on safety and health. Call 414-870-3060. That's 414-870-3060.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies tonight with a low of 18. Southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 38. Overcast tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 34. Temps well above average Thursday and Friday with highs from the low 40s to the mid 40s. Scattered showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
They go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open. We'll get there shortly at 844-967-2789.
Dominic also got a fine guest joining us at the bottom of the hour, 4:30 Central Time. Civic Media host Todd Alba joins via Zoom, so make those calls quick. And since we're being homers, as I often am, Dom, I want to turn my attention to, let's just say, Republican policies coming home to roost. But your thoughts?
All right, but I think there's a little more meat on this bone, dude, from Donald Trump and this Raw story piece. So let me just put a bow on that. A little bit more from the reporting. As Kurti mentioned before the break, there is a doctrine of sovereign immunity. Now, of course, Donald Trump claiming he has total immunity, right? But as the reporting says, it's adopted from English law, protecting a sovereign or state from criminal prosecution. As Kurti mentioned, fairly narrow parameters.
Prostitution or prosecution?
Prosecution. It only applies to decisions that a president makes as a president. So a policy decision or military action is something, isn't something. It is not something. Those kinds of decisions, those are not things that can draw lawsuits against Trump personally. That is not the case, however, when it comes to things Trump did personally January 6th and all of the things that surround the 2020 elections weren't policies enacted by a president, but the behavior of a desperate political candidate who lost. A little distinction there. As a former president, he has no immunity. There's no shield from prosecution granted by the Justice Department as he did with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. That's the OLC doctrine. To make matters worse, the judge already made clear Trump has no immunity. Judge Emmett Sullivan wrote, if former President Trump disrupted the certification of the electoral vote count, as plaintiffs allege here, such actions would not constitute executive action in defense of the Constitution. For these reasons, the court concludes that former President Trump is not immune from monetary damages in this suit. As they state, possible Trump knows this. That's the reason for posting frenzy over the past week. And here's the full detail, the full on of what Trump put on his Truthy Social. Very interesting, because until recently, the political hacks and thugs of the highly partisan January 6th Unselect Committee were seldom talking about your favorite president, me, as related to the protest of election fraud. The protest of election fraud, folks. Number one, as president, I have total immunity. Number two, I did nothing wrong. Then the committee members, mostly the same sleaze that pushed the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, started saying that Trump did it. Even Shifty Schiff got into the act again. Sad.
Well, thank you for giving it its complete context.
Absolutely. But that's the thing. So, Donald Trump thinks that he's what? And in his quotes and some other of these postings that he had out there, he still refers to himself as president. Not just as president then. He still thinks in his mind in some of these comments that he's still president.
Well, that might serve as insanity defense sometime in the future, Dom. But wasn't there some evidence presented by the January 6th report that Trump effectively knew and was joking about the fact that he knew he had lost in conversations with counsel? So you can't say that Trump still thinks he's the president if he's also confessed effectively, well, of course I know I've lost, but, you know, I'm still going to perpetrate the coup. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, how you doing, fella?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, afternoon, Devils. It's the Trump. He just never goes away. He just keeps, actually, he digs the hole deeper for himself, but it can't be quick enough. I wish somebody would cover him up. I just get so sick of it.
Well, he's kind of been a holding pattern. He's waiting for someone else to declare for the presidency, because right now he's running against himself, right? He's waiting for DeSantis and Nikki Haley and the rest, because right now he's got this sad little Mar-a-Lago existence. He goes golfing for a couple hours, hits the buffet, and then hangs around Mar-a-Lago. Guy doesn't even drink, doesn't even pound a couple spotted cows to make the pain go away. You know, what sort of a life is that for a human being?
Not a very good one. He doesn't deserve a good one, but I'll be pounding a couple spotted cows about 9:30. Hey, one quick one. Will Voss and the boys give Tony's appointments an up or down vote? They say they will. Do you think they'll?
I don't think they will.
You guys? Oh, boy.
No. Why would they?
They can't even do something as simple as that, for goodness sake.
Why would they? They have the power.
Yeah.
They have the power to effectively. I mean, look at Brad Path. Brad Path was the ag secretary under Tony Evers. And as soon as Brad Path tried to hold the Senate Republican leadership accountable for failing to fund the suicide hotline, Scott Fitzgerald basically said, well, we're not going to vote to appoint you. We fire you. You're no longer the ag appointee. So effectively, Wisco Paul, if any of Evers' appointee designees ever cross the Republicans, they can effectively be fired by the opposition party in real time. Seems quite fair to me. 844-967-2789. Let's sneak one more in here before our fine guest, Todd Alba from Civic Media. Jake from Eureka, California. Jake, welcome back.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, Anthony. Hey, so Wisco Paul said Trump never goes away. I'm going to have to differ. I think Trump is going away. He's going to Club Fed, soon enough, whether he likes it or not.
Well, I hope Santa grants your wish this year.
Prison, so. Well, if it's in 2023, 2024, whatever, just so long as it happens. And he's clearly guilty. I mean, nobody has to act like a hysterical idiot like Trump acts on a daily basis when they're innocent. He's 100% guilty.
You know, Jake, I believe Harvard law professor Lawrence Tribe did effectively say one of the only defenses Trump may have available to him is effectively an insanity plea. pleading. You know, really, he's got clear culpability in the quote-unquote paperwork crimes, the stealing of classified documents, taking them to Mar-a-Lago. That, I mean, he's dead to rights on all of that stuff. The January 6th stuff, I mean, really, quite frankly, you know, you're trying to stay out of a life in prison term at this point, sir. And the real danger, and I agree with this, the real danger comes from the state charges, perhaps from Georgia or New York, because you can pardon those away. A future Republican can't let him out of jail. Well, he's still got a few years left to golf. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. A fine guest, Todd Alba, Civic Media morning host around the network. If you don't know him, you'll get to know him. More Devils.
It is absolutely 150% your fault.
You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Thousands on Southwest Airlines are having their flights canceled today. This woman got the news at Reagan Airport in Washington, D.C.
They got over the loud system and they were like, we're sorry to say that Southwest 461 to Orlando has been canceled. Make your way up to the ticket counter and see if you can get rebooked.
She could not. Buffalo and other cities hit hard by the massive weekend storm are making some slow progress, Mayor Byron Brown.
Winds subsided. We are making significant progress.
We are plowing and hauling snow in the city of Buffalo throughout the city.
At least 26 people have died in Buffalo. Adam Fox was sentenced to 16 years in prison today for his role in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. U.S. Attorney Andrew Burge following the sentence.
We're going to continue to spare no expense to make sure we bring those responsible and hold them accountable to the law.
Another defendant will be sentenced tomorrow. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Futterman.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Wisconsin gained 12,000 people in the last year. The U.S. Census Bureau speculates people are moving to Wisconsin for job opportunities, the lower cost of living, or the slower pace of life. Wisconsin's cost of living is 4% lower than the national average. Officials say there aren't enough workers to fill job openings here. More people died in Wisconsin than were born here for the second year in a row. A death investigation is underway in central Wisconsin after a teenager's body was found near a walking path north of Stevens Point yesterday. Police say it looks like murder. The autopsy is being done at the state crime lab in Madison. In sports, the Luke Fickell era begins as the Badgers take on Oklahoma State in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl tonight. Also tonight, Marquette hosts Seton Hall. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at the Spaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the Spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente.
Oh, they're not hitting. Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party. New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. Live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. A terrific Tuesday. It's getting better all the time. We got a fine guest. One of Civic Media's own. He is Todd Alba of the Todd Alba Show right here on the Civic Media Network. Todd, I know you play on WRCE in Richland Center. I know you play on WEXE 1260 up in Lake Eyre Country. I don't want to forget any. What are your other outlets, Todd?
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO in beautiful Wausau as well.
Oh, yeah. We got a new facility coming there shortly. Well, Todd, welcome back to our little radio endeavor here, the Devil's Advocate. Some people say, you know, second best radio show ever. But
most people say the best. I feel, guys, like a minor league baseball player has been called up to the big leagues for half an hour. I get to be on the flagship show, guys. Thank you so very much.
Well, you're quite welcome. And, Todd, you bring a unique perspective. You've been inside the Republican caucus room, something Dom and I never have. Although I used to call Grothman, he would take my calls in caucus, which is strange. But let me, Todd, before we jump into the current cast of characters, I want to talk about one that's departed. Alberta Darling, that's Dominic's senator for many years. You were in the room. She was as partisan as anyone, was she not, Todd?
What was really interesting, I told the story on my show when she announced her retirement. I was at an event in Milwaukee at the Edelweiss Tours, a Senate Republican fundraising event, back when Mike Ellis was the leader for the Republicans, and Alberta was running in 92 for the position. And 92 or 94, I can't remember which, but it was the year she was a candidate. And Alberta, people remember this, she was a pro-choice Republican when she first ran. She was one of the most moderate people to run on the Republican ticket. And my old boss, Dale Schultz, and I were there for this event, and we were walking by the coat closet at the Edelweiss boat tours in downtown Milwaukee. And Mike Ellis, who was about 5'8 on a good day, had Alberta backed up, who was probably 5'10, into her mink coat on a hanger, giving it to her, telling her how she had to be more conservative in order to win this race. Now, fast forward till now, and you're absolutely right. She morphed into one of the most conservative senators on the bench. Was that because she really believed it all? Or was it because she wanted to stay in power and be reelected? I guess that's only for her to make the call. But it was very interesting to see. You guys will remember, it was Alberta Darling, Carol Bittner, wrestler, Mary Panzer, Peg Rosenzweig, was a caucus of Republican women, all pro-choice at one time in the Republican Senate in the state of Wisconsin.
Wow.
And it's changed. And now we've got a fine batch of new Republican up-and-comers seeking to, you know, to take Alberta's former Senate seat. We got, you know, Dan Kanodal. We got Dominic's girl, Janelle Branchon. Did you see the recent headlines? Robin Voss said, we only got one bad apple in the whole caucus. And he gave her the Assembly Elections Committee gavel the last time through. But now she's a bad one. What do you think about this Janelle Branchon character?
Well, first of all, I was disappointed. I'm honest. I'm being honest about this. I thought Dom would have made a great candidate and be a great state senator. I respect that you enjoy radio just like I do, but I think you would have been a great candidate, Dom. So,
thanks, man.
Great candidate, less so on the senator category.
Oh, but you know, I tell people all the time. I mean, Dom is intelligent, and people would say, Todd, didn't you see a lot of, you know, wrongdoing and illegality? And I said, actually, no, there isn't so much corruption in state government as people might think. It's the incompetence that would blow you away. So, I mean, compared to a lot of people there, Dom would have been head and shoulders above the rest. But back to your question, I think this is super interesting. When it first came out, I thought Republicans, of course, are going to hang on to the seat. But now with Branchon in there, there's a good chance in a low turnout election that she gets the Trump base out there, and if Trump endorses her, who knows? She could come through that primary, and the Dem candidate might have an actual legit shot at winning this race.
Well, one of the three districts was won by Deb Andrinka. That's not the candidate. But you got a very divided Republican field. You got a short turnaround. I believe February 21st will be the primary. I mean, when we... A week from Friday, we're in the political window, boys. And then we've got a general election, what, 6 weeks after that, on April 4th. So, of course, that's going to be a quick turnaround. And I would say in this low turnout election, I would hope the Dem has a fighting chance. Wisconsin Supreme Court race, that's the really interesting one. That's the one where we're going to put most of our attention. Obviously, we've got a couple of Democratic supported candidates in Everett Mitchell and Janet Protasiewicz. And we've also got a couple of fine examples of conservatism in Dan Kelly, the former Wanker appointee to the court, who lost to Karofsky by 163,000 votes. What a fine candidate he makes. And celebrity Waukesha Christmas Parade judge Jennifer Darrow, whose major claim to fame is, you know, she's right there with Mandela reform. It's going to play out in an interesting fashion. I think it's going to be a bloodbath in the primary.
I do, too. I hope I'm coming through. My internet kind of froze up there. I'm used to doing the show from home in the morning, but different bandwidth in the afternoon. But I think you're absolutely right, Crudy. And again, What I've heard from, I don't have a lot of Republicans that still talk to me, but still some. And I think one of the things Republicans are really concerned about conservatives is you might see, I mean, there's a possibility for both the progressive candidates to get through the primary and not even have a conservative when it comes to the general election for this race.
That seems unlikely. How does that math work out, Todd? I mean, the conservatives are going to get out theirs. I can't imagine that we're going to see such a robust turnout that both liberals are going to crest over both conservatives. How's that math work? Must have lost him. Todd, I hope you can still hear us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We're trying to do an interview with Todd Alba, one of the fine civic media hosts. And I was just contradicting you on the radio, Todd, as I'm prone to do.
I just said that
dog don't hunt. You're not going to get two liberals there.
I think what the concern is by Republicans is if Democrats really turn out the world in Dane and Milwaukee County like they have been, and if people in the rural areas just go to sleep and don't turn out, then the numbers are there. But it would take a near general election type of turnout in Dane and Milwaukee County and very low turnout in the outlying areas. But, you know, it's a possibility.
If only we had a platform to speak in those communities, Dom.
right, if only.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Todd Alba, one of those guys speaking out on the platform around the state. Todd, thanks for being here, man. I want to get your sense, being a former insider, I'll call you, from years ago, the good old days of the Republican Party, the GOP, as it compares to now. I've been fond of saying that the GOP is in disarray, and I think Robin Voss is trying to put a good shine on it, referring to Janelle Branjan as being the only bad apple, but there's more rot in that caucus, I think, than just her. How does this compare to, from your recollection, of the Republicans from decades ago?
Well, you guys have talked about it on your show. I've talked about it on my show. I know that Matt's talked about it on his show as well. There was a time in the state, even 15 years ago, that Republicans and Democrats, they'd fight like heck on the floor of the Senate or the Assembly, and then they could walk six blocks down East Washington Avenue to the Avenue Bar and sit there and have
drinks. What Todd's saying is they would have drinks together, these colleagues from across the aisle. Dom, I'm not sure if this exercise is seeming like an exercise in futility, but Todd, if you can hear me, you let me know, okay, fella? No, Todd. Todd. Hey, man.
I don't know what's going on, guys.
We heard the Dems and Republicans were getting drunk together at the Avenue Bar.
Yeah, it happened all the time. Mike Ellis is one of the characters. I mean, you had Democrats as well that would go and they'd say, geez, you really got me on the floor. They'd have a couple of drinks and say, okay, what are we actually going to do? And Tommy Thompson was famous for that when he was governor of when he was the Republican leader in the Assembly. But it really began, in my opinion, in 94 with Jensen on the Democrat side in the state Senate Republican side, the state Assembly, Jensen and Quala on the Democratic side in the Senate. Well, they forbade their new freshman members from even having said, hey, if we see you have a drink with someone or dinner from the other.
Todd Alba, one of the fine hosts on the Civic Media Network. But Todd, man, you got to work on that interwebs, dude. Mornings are best. Apparently, tune in for him across the network at 8 to 11 a.m. on the Civic Media Network. He's given a lot of fine coverage of late, especially on the topic of UW-Richland Center. And I want to get to that with Todd today. Let's just take him on the phone here real quick. Todd, before we run out of time, man, and thanks for bearing with our bad producer or whoever the gremlins are to blame. No. But Todd, let me ask you, man, UW-Richland Center, this is one of the localized stories. That's a community you've lived in for a long time, Todd. Tell people what's going on there and why Republicans broke the UW two-year campus system for the benefit of the four-year schools.
About a month ago, over Thanksgiving holiday, UW system, President Jay Rothman announced with interim chancellor at Platteville, their chancellor, Tammy Ivedovich. They were planning on essentially closing the UW-Richland two-year campus. And the reason this is important to all of our listeners across the state is because there's two-year campuses in Barron County, just outside of Amory, in Marathon County, outside of Wausau, 13 of these, you know, across the state. And so this does affect everybody. They essentially are going to close this campus. But the problem is that there's no rationale for this. The system says, well, it's because of declining enrollment and low numbers. But at every turn, the system has done everything they can to cut the dean, to cut the full-time recruiter, to cut the assets, including the local foundation at Richland Center had $600,000 in the bank, said to Platteville, we'll pay for our own recruiter, and Platteville said no. And nobody from system to Platteville to our state legislators, including State Senator Howard Markline, Republican, third most powerful person in the state legislature, co-chair of the powerful Joint Finance Committee, which writes all the checks to the state budget, nobody can get these answers except Civic Media's own Ron Fruit, the Al Michaels of Civic Media up at Richland Center, who got Howard Markline on his show and put Howard on the spot and asked Howard, these extra surpluses that the university had that you Republicans made them give up. Ron asked, quote, was that money that the campuses could have used? Howard wouldn't answer. He said, quote, I don't know any more than you do. And then here's the kicker that really made news on Civic Media and got Civic Media and the statewide media in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Howard Markline said for the first time, quote, I would be concerned if I were one of the other two-year campuses, and the other member of the Joint Finance Committee, Tony Kurtz, Republican from Waniwak in southwest Wisconsin, agreed with him. So on Civic Media, Republicans made news by admitting that this is not going to be the first campus. And I'm telling you guys, I was in those rooms, those caucus rooms, and there is a war on education, and particularly liberal arts education in the state, and they're bringing it, and it is going to come to every part of this state. This is not unique and the first one. Republicans are coming for education. They already came with Scott Walker and Act 10 for public education, K-12. Next is going to be higher education, and Richland Center is the first shot across the bow.
Well, I really enjoyed, and I was actually in Amory. I was listening to your show. I listened to the interview with Howard Markline and his answers over with Ron Fruit on WXCO, the sister station in Richland Center, completely inadequate. And he is literally, is he not the Joint Finance Committee co-chair, or is he just on the committee?
He is the co-chair, Crudy. He is the third most powerful legislator in the state behind only Devin Levihue, the Senate Majority Leader, and Robin Voss, the Assembly Speaker. If he wanted to, he could have a motion in that committee to fully restore the funding for the Richland campus.
Well, he didn't even seemingly want to acknowledge it was going on. It was like, how can we keep him on the farm? It's a crappy place to live. And I'm thinking, that doesn't seem like a very strong argument for governance, Howard Markline. Todd Alba.
Well, and thanks to you guys for letting us have this opportunity to explore this topic.
Well, I know it's important, not just in Richland County, but around the state. A lot of two-year campuses in jeopardy. Todd Alba, tune in. Starting with WRCE news from the center, from Richland Center. Find them on the Civic Media app and around the state in a lot of fine markets. Todd Alba, 8 to 11 a.m. Buddy, happy holidays. We'll talk real soon.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, guys.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
Well, I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with, or the Republican Party. So I'll tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no Kid Rock, Lou.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies tonight with a low of 18. Southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 38. Overcast tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 34. Temps well above average Thursday and Friday with highs from the low 40s to the mid 40s. Scattered showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open 844-967-2789.
Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest, part of the Civic Media family, Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, 8 to 11 a.m., originating from WRCE News from the Center, Richland Center, and around the state on the Civic Media Network, and of course, worldwide on the Civic Media app. That's how the real Patriots listen. But, Dom, since we brought up, you know, Richland Center, I've got a little bit of news I had missed. You know that former Republican Party chair, Andrew Hitt, lawyer, guy from Richland Center, hometown boy, Todd's hometown.
Yeah, wasn't he one of the fraudulent electors?
He was. And he also has subsequently stepped down as the chairman of the Republican Party. You know, got to spend more time with his partners over at Michael Best, and here is the headline. These guys are up to no good. Wisconsin fake elector fretted plan would fail miserably. According to the reporting of Lawrence Andrea at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, how did we miss this one yesterday, Dom? A former President Trump campaign was forming a plan to send alternative slates, fraudulent slates of electors to Congress. Then Republican Party Wisconsin Chairman Andrew Hitt quietly worried. I'm committing fraud here. I'm quietly worried. That's not exactly what he's quoted here as saying. I am deaf concerned about their inquiry, Hitt texted the state GOP executive director Mark Jefferson. When he learned of the plot that followed Trump's 2020 election loss, I hope they're not planning on asking us to do anything, like try and say we're the only proper electors. Because apparently if they asked, you'd be more than willing to commit that fraud, Andrew Hitt. A little bit more. These guys are up to no good, and it's going to fail miserably. He texted a colleague on December 12, 2020. Yet he still went through with it 2 days later.
He sure did. Yep. Good soldier.
After receiving a message about discussing the fake elector plan with Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani. Rudy is a hell of a dynamic speaker, is he not, Dom? He convinced Andrew Hitt, an attorney and partner at Michael Best and Friedrich. He convinced you that, you know, we're not really up to no good. As the reporting notes, Dom, still Hitt and nine other Wisconsin Republicans would meet in the state capitol 2 days later to sign false paperwork, which I would call a crime, Dom, claiming to be Trump electors. At the same time, the state's real Electoral College members gathered to deliver Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes to Joe Biden. And let's not forget, that was after, same day, but after the Wisconsin Supreme Court had ruled 4-3 not to take up the Trump appeal. Effectively, they'd closed the door on any other avenue to change the outcome of the Wisconsin election. And as it's reported here, Don, the new details revealed Thursday night in a final report from the House committee investigating the J6 attack on the U.S. Capitol provided additional insight into the thoughts and actions of one of Wisconsin's false electors as Trump and his allies put in place a pressure campaign to overturn Biden's presidential victory. And the report lays out a roadmap for the plan to institute the false electors in Wisconsin and other key swing states that began with a November 18th memo from attorney Kenneth Cheeseborough, shared in part with, have you ever heard of Jim Troupas, Tom?
I have, yes. I recall that guy.
Didn't he also work for the Trump recall efforts here in the state of Wisconsin? And wasn't he also hired or paid off by your boy, Ron Johnson?
Well, only after Troupas reached out to Johnson to help, you know, pass along these fraudulent electors, which Johnson endeavored to do.
Dominic, that plan concluded on January 6th when staffer Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and Pennsylvania Republican U.S. Rep. Mike Kelly worked to give Vice President Mike Pence packets of false electors from Wisconsin and Michigan minutes before Congress was scheduled to certify Biden's victory. Pence rejected those efforts. But Rojo didn't, and Troupas didn't, and Andrew Hitt was a signatory on the thing. So even though if you know they're up to no good, and you're a lawyer by trade, are you going to be convinced by Rudy Giuliani to go, what, commit a crime on behalf of
Donald Trump?
You know
they're up to no good. You think it's going to fail. You're concerned that they're going to present your slate as the only actual slate, which is seemingly what Rudy wanted to do. Yeah, why would you go along with that? Oh, yeah, it's right, because this is a political game in their mind, and this was all politics. And to them, politics, they're all totally fine with overturning the will of the majority of voters. That's a little fascistic, in my opinion. Crudy recounts, court rulings, and nonpartisan audits have confirmed Biden's 2020 victory over Trump in Wisconsin by about 21,000 votes. A quote from the committee in its final report, those fake electoral votes, which the Trump team tried for weeks to manufacture and deliver, never made it to the vice president. But they would have been invalid even if they did arrive on time. Hitt stepped down from the GOP chair in July of 21. He did not immediately respond to a message asking for comment. He was subpoenaed along with Kelly Rue, a chairman of the 8th Congressional District GOP, to testify in front of the committee last January. He said at the time the alternate electors, alternate, fraudulent, how about that, were simply following the guidance of Wisconsin legal counsel, and told the January 6th committee he would not have supported the use of paperwork to overturn the election illegitimately.
But you did!
That's exactly what you did!
And you were also a Wisconsin lawyer, Andrew Hitt, your senior counsel at Michael Best and Friedrich. It's hard to claim ignorance of the law.
Thursday's sweeping report of the events that led to the Capitol insurrection at the U.S. Capitol also details a plot from Trump and his allies to pressure state officials. The effort, which the committee report indicates, was written down in a so-called strategic communication plan that claimed the focus of campaign included swing state Republican senators and Republican Senate members of the House in swing states like Wisconsin, according to the committee. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Republican U.S. Rep. Scott Fitzgerald were listed as targets of a similar plan. Voss met with the January 6th committee in late November to discuss a phone call with Trump made in July, asking the Rochester Republican to overturn the results of the 2020 election. He said his meeting with the committee was brief.
When asked in early December about Voss's deposition, January 6th committee chairman Benny Thompson told the Journal Sentinel the conversation wasn't short.
Huh.
He declined to elaborate further.
I have not yet seen any release of transcripts from the Voss January 6th interview.
One bad apple in the GOP caucus, Tom. One bad apple?
Only one, according to Voss.
And then what happens to the apple when there's a bad apple, Tom?
It rots all the other ones, Curdy. Nasty.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We're going to celebrate the happier happy hour. It's a Badger Bowl Tuesday. I'm feeling fairly festive, except for the blackout of the stream on the fine civic media outlets for Badger football. But anyways, man, we'll get through it. And your phone calls could be a big part of making me feel a little happier. Next hour, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. I hope you are as well.
Stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand deliver to the vice president the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
It's so bad! Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.